giving you exclusive coverage of the Arizona Cardinals organized team activities, the OTAs. Bickley and Murata, live from Cardinals HQ, presented by Courtesy Chevrolet, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Yeah, we continue our Cardinals OTAs coverage out here live from Tempe. Thanks again to Justin Pugh for joining us. It's now our pleasure to welcome to the show, for the first time, rookie wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Keyshawn, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. We were talking a little bit off the air during that last break, and I kind of asked you, being a rookie, first OTAs, first real NFL experience, if your head was spinning a little bit. You said no. You feel pretty good about things right now, huh?
Well, yeah, you got to come in and just, continue to play confident, be confident in yourself and in your ability. So that's what I'm trying to do, and just stay grounded and, to get acclimated to the pace of the game. That's the one thing that you got to get used to as a rookie coming in.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, let me ask you about how tough that happens to be, because you might be the best player Fresno State's ever had. You went through the ups and downs of that program, one of their worst seasons ever, one of their best, and you were, like, super consistent all throughout the whole thing. But is it natural to wonder, can I hang with pros? Can I beat NFL-level DBs? How do you get acclimated to this new world?
Having a family friend or having just people that you know playing in the NFL and just, being able to work out with them and having a chance, the advantage of working out with them while you're in college and them giving you the motivation to tell you that you can play in the next level. So I feel like doing that when I was in college, that kind of helped me lead into the way I play now.
Keyshawn Johnson, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Obviously, the Cardinals invested pretty heavily at the wide receiver position in the draft, getting Andy and Akeem and you, which is kind of a rare occurrence to have three rookies in the same draft class. That being said, do you guys have an instant bond among you because of that?
We're all grateful for the opportunity to be a Cardinal and be here and help the organization win more games. And, us as a unit, we're just going to come in, we're going to compete every day, and we're going to push each other so we can all play to our best ability.
All right, what do you, for people who have not seen Fresno State play, what do you bring to the field? What are you bringing to the Cardinals, in your words?
Besides a lot of numbers, by the way, 99 catches last year.
Right.
Just a playmaker and someone who's going to try to help the team win in any possible way, in any part of any aspect of the game. So I'm going to come in, I'm going to play my best and give it my all every down and every play.
Take us back through the process of the draft. Going on day three, what was that experience like for you personally?
Going through the process of a draft, at some points, it can be stressful, but at some points you got to just let put it in God's hands and let him help you along the way. So that's kind of what I did, and that's what my mom taught me to do. So I thank her, and I'm just here now. And
all
I'm grateful.
Who are some of the people in college who told you you can hang in this league? Forgive me for not knowing.
Some of the guys that got drafted. So Devontae Adams, he told me that he thinks I have the ability to be able to play in this league just by working out with him. Deron Smith, Charles Washington. So it's a couple guys, that just went to Fresno State and played in the past, and now they're just in the NFL and they're having some success.
You got to be excited because there's reps here. There's playing time here for wide receivers. So you're coming to an organization that needs an influx of your position. That's got to be exciting, right?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. But, us as a rookies, we're going to come in and just play our role and, come in, but for sure compete every day to a high level and see where it takes us.
Talking to Keyshawn Johnson of the Arizona Cardinals here on Bickley and Murata. We've had guests over the last 3 days, and we're asking pretty much everybody because the Cardinals did draft high quarterback number one overall in Kyler Murray. Your early impressions of Kyler and playing with him?
He's a young, poised quarterback that's determined to be great. And he's gonna work hard every day, even in the weight room to on the field, and he's going to get extra work so he knows that he can be prepared to play at the high level he's capable of.
What is what ways is this intimidating for a rookie to show up at an NFL team? Is it just kind of being around men, people who veterans? What can be intimidating for you guys coming in?
How I look at it, you got to, they're all humans. So, you got to come in and just compete. That's all. That's what it comes down to. Just compete, work hard in the weight room, just get stronger, faster, whatever you need to do so you can be acclimated to the game.
Any early interactions with Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, definitely. I asked him for his routine, for something that he does when he came in as a rookie, mm-hmm. and just things that he did to help him be so successful in his league and inside and outside the community, for the community. So I feel like it'll be a great.
All right, so the numbers you put up at Fresno, you got to be pretty proud of what you did in college, right? Is that true? Yes?
Yeah, for sure.
Duh, dumb question?
Yeah, not like that, but yeah, for sure.
Okay, okay. Because I remember as the draft came, some of the, I don't know whether it was criticism or people, you know how they tear apart, build up prospects. I think the only knock on you was you didn't have speed to burn. Is that correct?
Yeah, things what I've heard or from what people have told me.
All right. Do you agree with that?
No, I feel like I'm fast enough to play the game and what it comes down to is getting open.
Yeah, and catching the ball.
And catching the ball.
Right, because quarterbacks in the NFL are going to throw you open much more than they do in college, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay.
I got to ask you this, because when your name was announced on draft day, Cardinals select wide receiver Keyshawn Johnson. You've heard this before. It's a different spelling from the first Keyshawn Johnson, but how much pressure does that put on you? Was there a lot of comparisons just because your names were so similar?
Throughout my life, I kind of heard a lot of just by when I ended up being able to play receiver and playing at a high level, that's something that came with it. And then now I didn't really think of it before, but now that I got number 19, he was number 19 coming out. So
yeah,
it's kind of even more little things floating around, but I'm here to make my own name and, you know, to go from there and help my team win.
You wore number 3 in college, right?
Yeah, I did.
And he wore number 3 in college, too.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. Yeah.
He did.
Wow.
See, I think they should still let – this is not that important. I still think the NFL should let receivers wear single-digit numbers, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I would have tried to get 3 as hard as I can.
Talking to Keyshawn Johnson here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Outside of football, what are some of the things that you're interested in?
Really just hanging out with my family. I like to play basketball, but can't do that too much very often anymore.
Probably in your contract, right?
Yeah. And just really hanging out with my family. I'm big into my family, mom, dad, my brother, and ready to, you know, just go ahead and compete.
Okay, who are you rooming with right now?
Andy Isabella.
Okay, all right. So, that's got to be cool, too, because it's not like you're the only rookie wide receiver here. You know, you got 3 of them, and all 3 of you guys are really good players. Is that cool to have, like, some camaraderie?
Yeah, it's definitely. But it's going to help each and every one of us, though. You know, just make sure that we come in every day and compete because we know that we brought in 2 other receivers. So it's going to help all of us in any aspect.
Okay.
What is, forgive the ignorance of this question, what is Fresno, California like? You spent 4 years of your life there. I've heard different things about it.
I couldn't do it.
I know they got a good tradition, good football tradition there, but what's life like in Fresno?
Fresno, I like it. You know, I thank the community for supporting me throughout the whole way of my college career there, and I will come back and I'll go back and, you know, just look out for some kids, like some of my teammates there and some people that's there from Fresno.
Well, it's a pretty cool thing because Fresno being right in the middle of the state, there's not a whole lot of other sports going on there. So Fresno State football is probably the big show in town, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So people know who you are when you're just around there. So you got to always, you know, keep your head moving around because you can have people that like you and people that don't like you. So it's always, you know, it's always things that you can't get caught up into.
No doubt.
Keyshawn, thanks for stopping by, man. Good to get to know you a little bit. We'll be rooting for you, definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, man. Keyshawn Johnson, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, as we continue live coverage from the Dignity Health Arizona Cardinals Training Center here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.